Simin Shin Te Zayin, Sif Yud and Yud Aleph. With that, we will finish Bezer Hashem. And after that, to start Simin Shin Chof Aleph, Sif Bez and Gimel, Ibud Boichlin. The Machaber says in Sif Yud, Kol Chai Veremes Shehin Noishchin Mimisin Vadai, Nerog Mishavos, Filo In Rotan Acharov. Vishar Mazik, Yon Nofz Rak, Verbokim Shehin Mimisin, Im Rotan Acharov Mutul Hargom, Vimlav Osar. This halacha is the halacha of not just with regard to tzeda. We find that there's a heter for mazikin. Also, with regard to harigo, which is generally more chomer, not always, depending on whether or not it's something which is b'mina nitzer or not b'mina nitzer. But even something which is ain b'mina nitzer, and therefore there's never going to be a deraisa of klapi tzeda, there's still, when it comes to harigo, when it comes to killing them, the kills neshama, there still be other eyes, despite the fact that it's in remuna nitzad. If not for the fact that it's a mlavashin nitzrich legufa, that you don't need the animal dead, which most of the time that you're trying to prevent them from harming, it's a mlavashin nitzrich legufa. Unless, like we mentioned last week, al pi Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz, that it's a matzav of nekama, you want to see the animal dead, Rav Elazar Moshe wanted a taina. And that would be considered a halacha tzrich legufa. Either way, to be misakam the halacha lemaisa, kumtais that ayotze from the Muhammad Mishnah Berurah with regard to killing mazikin, the only time that it's mutter to kill mazikin is dafka if it's the type of mazikin which are mimisin vadai, the hainu. Mimisin vadai means that it has the chaylus, it's not that it for sure every time that it bites is going to kill. It has the chaylus to kill. And therefore, it does... there's a big possibility that it will kill. Therefore, it's mutter to kill such mazikin, not only when it's rotan acharov, even when it's ain rotan acharov, the very fact that they're around, it's enough of a sibah to kill them. Not only that, even if they're running away from you, and even more so, says the Sha'ar Tzion, is mitzadeh, that even if b'chalal, you don't even see them, there's a tzad, if we don't hold like the Rambam, then b'chalal, you don't even see there's a tzad that you're allowed to go ahead and search after them on Shabbos, and go ahead and kill them. Go try to find the Siberian tiger, wherever he's hiding out, and be able to eliminate him from the world to get rid of mazikin, which theoretically could be dangerous. Now, generally, we don't have such mazikin around, these mazikin that are mimisim vadai. There are nechoshim v'akravim, and even those nechoshim v'akravim are not l'chur mimisim vadai. Also depends what type of akravim, what type of nechoshim. Generally, most of the nechoshim that we find around could be in Beit Shemesh, they're a little bit more common than in Yerushalayim and in other places. However, generally the standard snake that we found there on is not a dangerous type of snake. Certainly it's not mimisin, even if it could bite. Akrov, depending on whether or not it's a yellow one, which is more dangerous, or the black one, which is less dangerous. Also, those are more common, and theoretically they have the halacha of something lachor, it's not mimisin vadai, depending on the shalas, what would we do? If we have such an akrav, you don't know if this akrav is mimisin vadai or it's not mimisin vadai. But you know that an akrav, a scorpion, is dangerous. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to kill it or not? So if it's ratan akrav, certainly you're allowed to kill it. If it's not ratan akrav, then l'chura, kokama that you have a suffix whether or not it's a matzav of pikuach nefesh, it's something which could kill, then l'chura that would be enough of a reason to kill it. Why do we say that? Because the Mechaber says that even by these types of things, nechashim akravim, which are not mimisim vadai, you are allowed to go ahead and step on top of it. You're just supposed to do it in an oifin that it's not nikkur that you're doing the hedya. But me'ikr the din, we hold that you're allowed to kill it. Just since you could kill it in an oifin, which it's not so conspicuous, therefore you should do it better in an oifin that people don't realize, since people can't be mechalik between what you're allowed to kill and what you're not allowed to kill, therefore do it in an oifin like that. However, if you can't, let's say, for example, the case that we had up there, I just spoke to the person who did it. She's now about 60 years later. She was a counselor in camp, and she saw a scorpion climbing on the ceiling above one of the campers' beds. And it was Friday night. She took off her slipper, and she killed it. Now, with her, that was the right thing. Because in such a case, you can't be derish lefidumai, unless you're doing a headstand. And therefore, l'chura, since me'ikr d'din, it's mevurin from the machaber, that these things which are not mimisim vadai, nevertheless you're allowed to kill. Therefore, if you can't kill it by being derus on it, l'chura, especially on top of a child, especially if it could just drop down from the ceiling in a second, that could be that is a rotan acharov. Even Rasa Macharov, Mishaburz, Mustafa, Nibaralach, whether it has to be Nishafin or not Nishafin. It's not exactly clear what Nishafin, which is like hissing, what does Nishafin mean when it comes to an Akrav? When it comes to Nochash, I understand, but we come to Akrav. So those that know a little bit more, maybe there is something that a scorpion does do when it gets agitated with its tail or something. However, certainly when it's on the ceiling and it can just drop down in a second, you have no idea. Certainly in such a case, you would be allowed to kill it. Now, that's all with regard to things which are theoretically dangerous or could bite. Probably, yes. Yes, in such a case, I would say you're mechayev to kill. Or to trap it. If you could trap it without a problem, then in a chanami lechur, it's always better to trap something which is a ein b'mina nitzah than to kill it. Because if it's ein b'mina nitzah, then you're handling only a melach shein tzich leguf on a derabanan as opposed to the rice. The Beis Mishnah Berurah says this, he said in the Bir Halacha earlier in Sif Tes, he's mechala between this. There's chilukim between, like we started off, between hariga and tzeda, that tzeda could very well be a melach shein tzich legufa by a derabanan if it's ein b'mina nitzah, as opposed to hariga has no shachas whether or not it's b'mina nitzah or not b'mina nitzah. It's always going to be a deraisa, unless it's a melach shein tzich legufa. However, you have to know whether or not that's a good idea to trap a scorpion, put a cup on top of it, and somebody doesn't really knocks over the cup of a chulu. In such a case, it could be that it should be eliminated to take care of any issue, especially when there's children around. Now, this is all with regard to things which theoretically have the ability to be mazik. However, things that do not have the ability to be mazik, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we have no hetter to step on them, even lefi tumay, even to be duris. Aser. Even derech hiluchay, it's also to be derech on ants. Now, it's not exactly clear from the Mishnah Berurah, what is he referring to? Is he referring to the heter of darsan lefi hiluchay that we're mentioned in the Mechaber? The Hainu. The Mechaber said that be'etzem, the drisa that we're handling over here, it's not like Rashi, that if it's in front of you, you're just allowed to walk on top of it. You're allowed to consciously make a decision to go in a certain direction and put your foot down on top of the animal to kill it in Mechaven, as long as it's not nicker to everybody, that's what you're doing. When he says that it's also to step on Nemolim, is that what he's referring to? That you're not allowed to do it in a way that it's not nicker to the Olim? Or does it mean, no, Bechlal, since it's not a mazik at all, then you're not allowed to be, if there's going to be a psikresha for you, you're walking, and you encounter a swarm of ants, which is pretty common in the summer months. You could have on your way to Shul outside, something like that, you have a swarm of ants going back and forth, and Pashtus, if you keep on walking straight, you will step on one and you will kill one. Is he referring to that also? I don't have Kavanah Lehedit, go ahead and kill it, but it's discretion, I'm going to get to kill him. It's not clear from the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Sif Chav Beis, and Shin Tazayin Sif Chav Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says Lehedya, that it's talking about even when you're not Mechavin, nevertheless, since it's discretion, it's Aser, and his Lashon is, therefore, Tzrichin Lizor, V'Tzorech Ledaktik Bihiluchay V'Mekrim Mishayim Etzuyim. It's not just that you don't have to be, you're not allowed to go ahead and be dorus bekalvana. Even shalei bekalvana, tzorech ledaktik bihilucha, you're not to step on it. Which would mean that if you're walking to shul and you encounter such a line of ants, and it's psikreshah, that you're going to go ahead and kill one, then you have to circumvent the ants and go around it. However, yesh la'ayin, whether or not it's considered psikreshah for every step of the way or not. In other words, when I take one step, am I for sure going to kill one? I doubt it. Lav dafka. First of all, if you have heels, it's not just a flat sole, so it could be that you'll get it exactly on top of, in between the sole and the top. For sure you're going to go ahead and kill it. It could be that if your sole comes down on top of one of those ants, it's for sure going to kill it. But it also depends on if it's soft ground, okay, miss, then maybe it could go inside a little bit, it doesn't get pushed down, it's not something which is so strong. Lav daf is a psikreshah. However, generally, if you have so many ants going back and forth, at some point, you're going to go ahead and kill one of them. The shaila is, do we don on every step? And we say that every step is not a psik ratio? Or do we say, we don't don on every step. We don on the entire maisa halicha, and we say, is that considered a psik ratio or not? L'chura, this in the shaila, is the shaila, is machlaik, is between the shoyal of the rivash, in Simen Shin Tzadi Dalet, and the rivash. The shoyal of the rivash wanted to say that there's no problem to brush your hair on Shabbos, because there's no psik ratio every time you brush your hair, because if that would be the case, then every time you brush your hair, you would end up bald. Because every hair, you have a suffix whether or not you're going to pull out. If it's a psik ratio, that means by every hair, really, you have a psik ratio. If you don't have a psik ratio on every hair, you don't have a psik ratio every time that you brush, then l'chur it shouldn't be a problem. Every stroke that you do, it's no specific hair and no specific stroke is for sure going to pull it out. Therefore, he wants to tie into that even if at the end of the day, every time that you brush your hair, some hair comes out, but since you can't pinpoint any stroke that's going to go ahead and take out any specific hair, then it's not a problem.
The Rivash,
it's chaylik b'tkifas, and he says, not that way. He says, since when you finish brushing your hair, are you for sure getting out one hair? Every time that you brush your hair, for sure you're pulling out one hair, then the maisa of Srikas Cyrus is a maisa of Secretia, and therefore it's usur, and you're not allowed to do it. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman is mitzadeid in Shemesh Shabbos Kachos mitzadeid about with regard to walking on grass. If you say Be'etzem is mutter to walk on grass, even if it's going to be psikresha, then he was mitzadeid that l'chur it should be mutter because they don't down on every single step by itself. And then he's ma'ur in the ha'ara that sounds from the rivosh, not that way, taka. It's arachin. The shaylus can be mechalik between our cases of walking on the ants and walking on grass. And the case of the Rivash, or not. The Hainu, the Rivash, is a very mugbal. Who says that you could be mitzaref all the brushings together to make it that it should all be one maisa? L'chur the svara is, because there's one maisa, what I'm trying to do, one act of brushing your hair. That act is a very definitive mugbal act, and every time that you brush your hair, it takes you between 1 minute to 2 minutes to brush your hair, whatever it is, 10 seconds to 20 seconds to brush your hair, and that's it, you've brushed your hair. Now, if that action, if that maisa of brushing your hair, bichlalusa, causes hair to come out, then you can say that's considered psikresha. The shaila is, let's say I'm walking to shul, and to me it's an hour and a half walk to shul. An hour and a half of walking on the grass. So I know within an hour and a half, some grass is going to be pulled up. Can I be mitzar of everything? Or let's say my walk to shul is 5 minutes, or my walk to shul is 20 seconds. Where is the maisa that I could be magbil and say, this is a maisa which is for sure going to pull up grass, pull up psikresha? There's no limited action. It's nothing. It's not like brushing your hair. It's not like something which is very definitive that you could say, this thing for sure causes it. As opposed to walking on grass. It depends. How long are you walking on grass for? I don't know. For 5 minutes, it's not psikresha, but for 10 minutes, it is. And for half an hour, and for 2 hours. So if I walk an entire Shabbos for 24 hours, I'm sure going to pull out grass. Then I can be mitzaref the whole thing together. Where do you draw the line? There's no maisa we could draw the line.
We don't want the grass
out. Psikresha. So the Yesh Lain, whether or not Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mesiachas to that in his Zahara, he's Mesiachas to that. It would still be a Psikresha, Dolei Nichalei, Dolei Ichbaslei, which the Chura is still a problem, regardless, especially by Yisad Araisa, unless you want to say that it's a Shalei Kedarko. Pulling up the grass is considered Kalachayad, it's only Zerabandar, Mimelo. If you make a Psikresha Lenichalei, by the Shalei, does that apply to stepping on ants? If you wanted to kill an ant, what would be the way to kill the ant? You dafka pick it up and smush it in between your thumb and your forefinger, or no, you step on it. L'chur, that's the way. L'chur, that's the way that Rigo wouldn't be considered kalachar yad. Yishlein, in this case, where do we draw the line? It's not clear b'chlal in the poiskim manenu in the mechaberim. What is the halacha with regard to a ma'isa which is going to for sure pull out? Can you be mitzarf all the ma'isim together? The Aruch HaShabbos is mitzadid lahachmer api this rivash api. A few other places that he brings Zayas from, not exactly clear. Therefore, l'halacha, it certainly seems, at least in the case where you have a line of ants going back and forth, and if it's going to be psikresha in this specific act of walking over this line of ants, it's going to be psikresha that you're going to kill. It certainly seems clear from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that one should be careful and not walk on top of them, rather you should walk on them. Now, this halacha that you're allowed to kill mazikin, the shaila is, where do we draw the line? What's considered a mazik? What's considered something which is only mitzar? So the Mishnah Berurah is mechalik. The specific question is with regard to bees. What halachic status do bees have? Are you allowed to trap bees? Are you allowed to kill bees on Shabbos or not? What's the shaila? The shaila is, can we bend down with them to a nachash v'akrav? Or do we say, no, a nachash v'akrav is something which is a much stronger and much more painful bite, as opposed to a bee bite, even though it's certainly more painful than a mosquito bite, but nevertheless it's only begether tsar and it's not begether hezek, and therefore it only has the same din as the yitush, which would mean that if it's biting or it's close to biting, then you'd be allowed to trap it, as opposed to if it's on the table in front of you or you want to kill it, it would be forbidden. What do we say? What are we medama to? So the truth is, the chur from the Stimus Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says he never mentions anything. He mentions nachash v'akrav. V'dafka eilu v'choki aygavna shemezikin hein betivon, mezikin hein betivon v'neshichosa neshicha oiketes. Elish ein dark and lahamitz b'zeh amokum. It's a type of animal which be'etim has the chorlus to kill. Just in this specific place, it doesn't kill, and it's a serious bite when it bites. Mashenkin parish the leil of a chor ramasim ketanim ki aygavna. And all other ramasim ketanim. Then af ayde kitzasin like a tzar kuli high. So bahani asal horgan af shen reitzin esay levrichem yolov. You're never allowed to kill it, even if it's biting, and therefore you should just get rid of it. The mashmoris lechur from the stimus mishnah berurah, and that is mashmoris bechlal. The fact that he's kurlal all the other ramasim. We have certain types of animals which could kill. Just in this place, they don't kill, and we have other types that can't kill ramasim ketanim that they cause tzar, but they don't kill, and therefore you should not kill them. Ubimashmois would be that a bee bite would be included in the things which are similar to a mosquito bite. Moreover, the mashmois a little bit is that he's making the chilik that he's quoting Beis Yosef here, but he makes the chilik, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav basically says the same words as the Mishnah Berurah. Just he says that there's a difference between a nachash and akrov and a parash, that a nachash and akrov is a hezek. We reckon it to be considered like an injury. If it bites a person, we consider it as if it injured the person. It's not just a tzar that it hurts, a pain. It's an injury. And an injury is something that we're going to go ahead and master you to kill it or to trap it if need be. Masha Enkein, a parish or a yitush, it causes tzar, it causes pain, but it's not so dangerous. Now, obviously, we're not talking about a case where somebody is allergic to a bee. That's something which is a shayla of pikuach nefesh. Certainly, you're allowed to trap it and kill it should the need be. Should there be such a person? The question is, a regular standard person that it hurts when he gets bitten, but it's not like a scorpion or a snake bite, what halachic status does it have? So the truth is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Lehedya, that it's taka usr, tzira v'dvera, that it's usr to trap it, it's usr to kill it. Only if it's biting, or it's close to biting, then we have a hedya. And that's how the Aruch HaShabbos goes halacha. However, like we said, somebody who's allergic is only allowed to kill, and anybody that does kill, there are preskim that are mekel. Shlomo Kabunu Konan is safer, is mekel with regard to bees, and Rabbi Ribi Yadin is safer, Lam Tas Malachis. He says that bees, if they've been provoked, then they're quick to bite, and it doesn't take much to provoke them. He says generally, if you don't provoke them, in a chanami, they're not going to do anything to you. He says, however, like you're in the sukkah, and there's bees all around, it takes very little to provoke them, and therefore, in such a case, you would, lechur, if they've been provoked, or they're close to being provoked, then you would certainly have a heter to trap them. It's better, since we paskin halacha l'maisa, that bees are ein b'mina nitzon, it's better to trap them than to kill them, because trapping them is only a melach shein tzrich l'gufa on ein b'mina nitzon, as opposed to killing them, like we said, is a melach shein tzrich l'gufa on a daraisa. What's that? They're saying that al tzwan derabban malach shein tzrich l'gufa makom tzar, like the heter of nachash. Heter of nachash. The same way that by a nachash, malach shein tzrich l'gufa makom tzar, it's mutter, so to over here, will be mutter. It would be mutter to go ahead and kill it should the need be. However, it's better to trap it, as we said. And l'chura, if you can get it away without killing it or trapping it, that's the best possibility, because there are Rabban Valentovim, and l'chura, that would be the mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah, that a bee has the halachic status of a yitush. Now, what's the story with spraying insect repellent, or spraying pesticide, some sort of killer, something that kills the bugs? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? Are you allowed to put out poison for rats, for mites, and other animals on Shabbos? Is that mutter or is that aser? Tosfos Shulchan says you're not allowed to put out mothballs, you're not allowed to put out other types of poison for animals that they'll eat it and get killed, for two reasons. First of all, he says it's mukta. And second of all, he says, you're not allowed to put out poison where the animal's going to eat the poison and drop dead, and then you're going to have a graf sharei that you're going to go ahead and move out on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cause a graf sharei lechatchila. If that's the case, that these are the reason why it's aser, so lechura, in a case where you just kick it with your foot, so therefore there's no problem of total, and it's the type of poison which they have types of poison, taro and other types of poison for ants and cockroaches, where they don't die right away. They eat it, and they bring back the poison to their nest, and that's where they die. So in such a case, in a chanami lechura, it's not going to be a graf sharei at the end of the day. As a matter of fact, they saw afterwards that Rosh Hashanah Zalman is Meridus. Rosh Hashanah Zalman, one of the artists, is Meridus Nekuda. He says the Chura, all those that say that the problem is Al-Sainer Sigash Reyla Chatkhila, they have these types of poison that they bring it back to their nest, and it's not in front of you, Bechlal. And therefore, the Chura, it shouldn't be your problem. However, Lalach Lamayas Shmir Shabbos Kalasa says, you still will not be able to put out the poison balls because it's a grumma of Netilas Neshama. You're being gurned of them to get killed, and therefore, it would be. It's a grumma on a Malach Hashem Tzich Lagufa, Lachaira. But nevertheless, he says that you should not do that. With regard to spraying the spray, if you hold that the spray is not Muktzah, which Lachaira, if you hold that it's Muktzah, it's used on Shabbos, then it shouldn't be Muktzah, then it wouldn't be a problem of Muktzah. The Shaila is, with regard to spraying it on the bugs, if you're going to kill the bugs, spray it on the bugs, and they're going to die. That's certainly Aser. That's a Netilas Neshama. However, you let it spray in an area to prevent them from coming. Spray around the window, spray around the door, spray on the floor next to the door that the animal shouldn't come in because of that, or you spray into the air and they have a way. There's a window that's open. You spray into the air and they'll be able to go out the window. In such a case, the chura, it's not a problem. There's no psik resha that you're going to kill them. You should not spray on them. You should spray around them. And then they're going to get scared off from the smell and run away. Al smukta lechura, if you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, lechura shouldn't be mukta. That's lechura the pashtus. Is it a klishim lach l'iser? So those. It's something which is used. It has two uses really. It's two uses. It's a klishim lach l'iser. It's mukta l'tzarech gufay. Mukta l'tzarech gufay lechura. Some in the poskim speak about it actually. Lechura should be also al smukta. However, lechura, if you're using it now in an oifen of heter, then in nechlami lechura it should bepashtus be mutter. And kumdumani, that's how the shmir shabbos chasa and the rochas shabbos go. That as long as you're not killing them, you're spraying it around and not on them, then it's mutter as long as they could run away. Now, a similar case of killing animals, killing bugs, is if you go, especially in camp, it's common. There's a lot of bugs all over the place. Especially you leave a light on in the bathroom on Shabbos, something like that, and all the bugs come into the bathroom. And the toilet is full of bugs. You want to know, are you allowed to flush the toilet or not? L'chur, by flushing the toilet, you're killing all these bugs. So zikr, it's a m'lach sheni tzich l'gufo, you have no interest in them, and could be, it's not even koiche, it's koich sheni, it's koich rishon. It's not exactly clear how we define it. Is it considered a grama, not considered a grama? Luli de mistafin amin, I would say that very often it's not a secretion. Depending on what the situation is, if it's on the side of the toilet, inside the bowl, but it's not mamish in the water, and it still has a way to get out, then it's not a secretion. Because very often, as soon as it feels a little bit of the water, then it flies away. If it's already inside the water and there's no way to get out, so then really all you're doing is being makarv as miso, which is also, her is still problematic. The Shevet Levi has a truth about this. He actually quotes Minchas Yitzchok, who's mitzadeh lahakol. Mikama time, it's a misasik, you're bechlal not being oisik in that bechlal, and smach shein sech lagufa, b'mokum kavet abriyas, b'chulu, a bunch of stuff in lahakal. And interestingly enough, the Shevet Halevi is mitzadid, in addition to that, he says another reason to be mekel was he throws in the Rajba that we had that the Ran was matmiya on. The Rajba says that you're allowed to close the door of your house when you want to protect your house, even though you know that there's a deer inside, and your kavanah is also for the deer. Since your ikar maisa is a maisa, which is closing the door, therefore it's mutter. The Ran screen shrines, the chai v'karim, there's no way that that's mutter, because you're not allowed to be mechav, you're never allowed to be mechavin. What's the kind of the Rajba? So we mentioned in the past, and this seems how the Shevet Halevi is going, like the most machmir tzad in the Rajba, that was specifically with regard to closing a door. The Rajba didn't say with regard to all secretions. Specifically with regard to closing a door, which is in no way a malacha whatsoever. It's just if you have an animal inside, then begrama you've caused a mice of teda, which is also a teda. It's not considered a grama, it's considered a teda. But the mice is be'etzem a mice, which is heter and gansen. And you have no kavana when you do this mice generally for a mice of malacha. So therefore, since my ikr mice is not a mice of malacha, and my ikr kavana is not a mice which is a malacha, even if I have kavana also for something which is a malacha, then it's mutter according to the Rajma. Says the Shevet Halevi, lechur, the same thing over here. I'm trying to flush the toilet. I have no interest in the bugs. I don't want to catch the bugs. Even theoretically, if I would have in mind for the bugs also, we would still have the Rajma. And certainly in this case, when I don't have in mind for and my mice is a mice, which is heter and gamsen, lechur, it's not a problem, it's mutter. The difference would be also lechur in a case where it's not covered abriyah. If it's not a matzav of covered abriyah, it's your bathroom, nobody else is there. So then, you know, there's no issue of covered abriyah per se. Then according to maybe the Minchas Yitzchak, you wouldn't have a heter. However, if you do have kavod abriyas, then the chura, certainly you have an added heter. That is Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph. Lo yishav sheif baraglav roik al gabi karkim. Mishum mishum mash v'gumois. Avo mutr l'dorsoi l'fi tumoi. Shein miskavim l'mreach l'hashviz gumois. Av gadu v'meyin l'mreach. Hu kiloi mechav en shari mishum yesusa. This halacha really has no shachas to our simon b'chlal whatsoever. Our simon is a simon of Tzedo and Harigo of Manzikin. Nevertheless, since the Gemara put them together, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch also put them together. However, even though they put them together, as the Beis Yitzchak points out, and as the Bir Halacha is Mitzayin, it's not really the same halacha at all. The halacha of Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph, even though they're both a heter to be Dirs Lefi Tumay, they're not the same heter of Dirs Lefi Tumay. In Sif Yud, the Dirs Lefi Tumay means that B'Kavanah, you're allowed to walk over and go ahead and stamp on it. It shouldn't be a stamping that people should be able to tell, to go ahead and kill it. That's your direct kavana. You just, people, when they see you, they're not going to chat that that's your kavana. However, when it comes to Sif Yud Aleph, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to walk, the Mishnah Berurah says, walk over to where the reich is and step on top of it. If it's there, you don't have to move away. The whole heter is that if it's in front of you, you're allowed to trample on top of it. And even though when you step on it, it might be even marech, it might be smooth out, it could theoretically be a possible hashvaz gumais. Nevertheless, since that's not your kavana, it's not a secretion, therefore it's mutter. But in a chanami, the heter of stepping on top of it be kavana, that we don't specifically have with regard to reik. Now, with regard to lecha, lecha sa'af, lecha sa'peh, there, lecha yitzit min ha'peh min ha'choytim, there he says, vada ikim yisusa v'shar l'dars l'fi tumay. There, you're allowed to be dars l'fi tumay, because that is mamish, considered mius. With regard to when does this apply, so Mishnah Berurah says, l'chora, the heter in your house. This is talking about outside. If it's in your house, so then in your house there's really no chashash v'shvui gumais. The Meila says the Mishnah Berurah, it would have the same halacha as whatever halacha we say with regard to sweeping your house. Sweeping your house is also asar al tishvui gumais. If the halacha is that since your house is tiled, therefore there's no problem with shvui gumais, so over here there won't be no problem of stepping on the rank. The halacha lemaisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Simin Shin Lamed Zayin with regard to sweeping is, in the Bir Halacha he says that if roiv of the batim, and certainly if all of the batim are tiled, there's no problem to sweep your house in Shabbos. So too over here, if there's reik on the floor, there's no problem to step on the reik, because there's no chashash bechlal of ishvui gumit. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah starts off with, the Mechaber starts off, lo yishavshev beraglav roik agabi karaka mishum mash v'gumit. You shouldn't be mishavshev because of mashav gumis. And then he continues, avamotel adars lafi tumay she'inim eskaven limroyach ulashav gumis. Where did Mericha come inside? He started off with Ashvaz gumis, and then he went to Mericha. What's the pasach bekad v'sim b'chavis? The chur of the mashmois is that in a chanami the chshash is achshash of Ashvaz gumis, but in this case, when you're stepping on top of it, and your kavana is to be, in other words, we never find that there's a chshash of hashvoas gumois when you're stamas like walking in the field. You might step on the ground and it might flatten out the ground. We're not chashash for that because that's not your kavana b'chlal. In this case, where you're stepping on reik and your kavana is to be mavliya the reik into the karka, there's a chshash of hashvoas gumois. The chshash is not really meruach. The chshash is hashvoas gumois because there's something which has a meruach here. We're not referring to the melechas meruach over here. Your kavana is to be mevarech, to smear it into the ground, and therefore there's a bigger chash of hashvaz gumis than some as they're walking. Nevertheless, says Mishnah Berurah, says Mechaber, it's mutter. Why do we have to be chayish for meruah? So the Magan Avram says, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, a chiddush, which if we take this chiddush halach lamaisa, we're in really good shape. And that is, he says that the only chash that we have by meruah, mevarech, is dafka when you want to smooth something out, and you want that thing to be ba'olam. You have silly putty, and you have a hole inside of a barrel, and you want to cover up the hole inside the barrel. So you're smoothing out the silly putty on top, but you're not trying to get rid of the silly putty. As opposed to over here, the reik, you're trying to get rid of it. You're trying to be mavliyah, get it absorbed into the ground that it shouldn't be in the world b'chol. There's no miruach at the end of the day. If that's the case, then we have a beautiful heter for putting on hand lotion or any other type of lotions on Shabbos or suntan lotion ukedemia, because there's no problem with miruach of smearing it into your body. Because your kavana is that it should be smeared into your body and not be boilem anymore. Therefore, lechur, there's no problem. You don't want it. You're not smearing out gum on top of a hole or a silly putty or avocado on top of your bread or something like that. Here, you're trying to absorb and get it absorbed in the ground and into your body, and therefore, lechur, it should be mutter. However, it seems that the Paiskim are not so happy with this. The number one reason, lechur, why they're not happy with this is like the Elie Rabba. The Elie Rabba is matmi on the Magen Avraham, and he says, that's a very nice svara, but Rashi and the Ran say, lehed, you're not that way. Rashi and the Ran say, on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that by roik, being mavliya, roik into the karka, there is a problem of miruach, and there is a problem of merech. So first of all, lechur and the Rishen, so we're not that way. The second chilek that some want to tie now, Shlomo Zalman is merech in this aspect, in this shaila of miruach, in one of the Hagoyis in Shmir Shabbos Chassan, one of the Aras, is about 25 lines with regard to this. And one of the tzadim that he says over there is that Kenzain, there's a big difference between the case of reik, that you're being mavliya into the ground, and suntan lotion, that you're being mavliya into your body. Reik, that you're mavliya into the ground, you don't want a bo'ilam b'chlal. You want to get rid of it. If it would disappear, that would be great. As opposed to suntan lotion or any other hand lotion that you're trying to smear into your body, there you want it boiling. You just want it absorbed in your hand. You want it to be smeared into your hand. Therefore, it would be shayach miruach. Now, yesh la'ayin l'chara, even if you want it into your hand, you want to absorb the hand, for l'maisa, you're not smoothing anything out. It's gone. There's nothing which is smooth at the end of the day. Maybe your skin is a little bit smoother because you put hand lotion on. But l'chara, the lotion itself, there is no miruach on, and therefore, l'chara should be mutter. It's not exactly clear how the question goes halach l'maisa. There is a Mishnah Berurah that seems to pass kind of straight up that it's mutter. I did see a question that was supposed to be Yitzhak Berkowitz as follows. I've heard that Rebbe's been machmer with regard to putting on suntan lotion on Shabbos. Is there any heter? So he writes back, yes, that is the general, my general psak is to be machmer. However, b'mokom atzerich, there's a Mishnah Berurah and a Magen Avraham to be semachon. If you smear it in totally into that, it should get totally absorbed. And even though I haven't been so generous in the past being mekel, but there is makom to be mekel, but makom atzerich. This is really shaykh to miruach and memareach, which is on Ayin Hamad Beis and at the end of Shin Chofalaf, which I hope to get to at some point. It's not really a resugya, but it's certainly a good heter to keep in mind, the fact that we have a Mishnah Berurah over here that seems to say, kibshutai, that anytime that you're trying to absorb the liquid or the solid or whatever it is into something else, then it's not shaykh a iser of miruach. That is with regard to Shin Tan Zayin, Baruch Shachiyonu Kimono. Hajon Lach, Zor Shem. Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, Ibud Boichlin. Just a short hakdama before we get to the actual halachas. We saw that the Gemara Nayin Hamad Beis and Kufches Amad Beis. The Gemara Nayin Hamad Beis brings down a machlekes between Rabba Barafuna and Rabba. Rabba Barafuna says that if somebody is moileach basar, then he's chayav mishum abed. Says Rava, no, you're not chayav mishum abed, ain ibur boichlin. Then Abaye says, even according to Rabbi Arvuno, that's dafka when you're ma'abed it le'orcho. You're ma'abed it to such an extent that you make it into beef jerky. You mamash take out all the liquid, all the moisture, that you're able to keep this for a long time. Mashenkin, if you're just salting it a little bit, then there wouldn't be no chayav out ibur. Frektaisviz. That Lacharz Mashmois is Rava is the Basra over here, Kenegad Rabba Rapuna, and he seems to say that Ain't Ibn Eichlin. How does that Shimon the Gemara and Dafkuf Ches, the Mishnah, the Gemara and Dafkuf Ches and Beis, that seems to say that May Melach, Asiyas May Melach, and sprinkling salt on top of Tsunoim and possibly Beisos, Machlekis, is a problem, Al Ma'abed? Lacharz, we say Ain't Ibn Eichlin. So we shouldn't give various different answers to answer up this question. And depending on the answers, will be depend on Allah Lamaisa. Tosfos says it's not sure why. In a Chanami, there's Einin Bereichel Midaraisa, Avim Midarabanan Yesh Ibur Bereichel. Now, Lachur Tosfos is a big chiddush because there are many, many malachas we find that do not apply to Eichel Bechlal. And those that do apply to Eichel, they apply to Eichel in Gansan Yechai Midaraisa. But we cannot don't have any malacha that's. The malacha doesn't apply on a deraisadik level, but midrabanu we say that it does apply. For example, we say mechatech. Ain mechatech boichlin. But there's no iser derabanu mechatech. It's not just that it's mutter midaraisa and it's also midrabanu. It's mutter lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah passes. Ain makom bepatish boichlin. That means it's mutter lechatchila boichlin. There's no iser derabanu. Vos epis that we say over here that there's no even midaraisa, but on derabanu dik level that there is. I think the only other malacha that's like that is mimarech. The marech is also, there's no deraisa, but it's also midarabanan. It says Magen Avraham, what's the right that it's also midarabanan? Just like ma'abid. Ma'abid is mutter midaraisa, and it's also midarabanan. Who told you that ma'abid should be also midarabanan? Where did you get it from? Every time we have it's either also midaraisa, it's mutter lechatchila. Where do you get it from that it should be also midarabanan? Nevertheless, halacha l'maisa, roi v'rubim shel poiskim, go like this, and it's not also midarabanan. There are numerous other terutzim to the question, however, to Tesis Kasha. The Rambam, he says, B'chol, it's not fair. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hemar Beis is talking about Ibud Bo'ichlin, and the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches Hemar Beis is talking about Kvivish Kvashim. Kvisha is a tolda of Bishol. Bishol, of course, there is Bo'ichlin. It's Dereim Elam Alechas HaBishol, and therefore it's also on Kuf Ches Hemar Beis. If you want to know, Ibud, ain't Ibud Bo'ichlin, not Midarais, not Midarabanan. B'chura, Alderach, there's Mavur in the Ritzvah, not the same type of Teret, not the same Isser, same type of Teret. It's not that it's not an Isra al Ibud. The Isra on Kufchesm Rebeiz is that's Ibud al-Dachol. It's not al Ibud b'chol. And therefore, in a Chanami, Ein Ibud b'Oichlin, Saim Midarais, Saim Midarabonon, that which is usher to make me melach, that which is usher to sprinkle salt on top of your vegetables, that's because of Ibud al-Dachol. The last possibility is to answer this question, L'chur is like Shitas Rashi. Rashi seems to go on Daf Kufchesm Rebeiz that the Isra that we're handling is Ma'abed. He says you're not allowed to make salt water because it's nirik ma'abid. And you're not allowed to put salt on it because it makes it hard and it's demil ma'abid, demil ibud. Mashmoy says like Tesis, the lechurro, the sugyo and dafkuf chesam rebe is also referring to ibud. The shayla is hadju kushat Tesis l'duchto. What's pshat that on kuf chesam rebe is it's going to be aser ayik paskin ein ibud b'yisam. Says the Tesis yantif on this mishnah on kuf chesam rebe is zokter Rashi holds. Like Rabbi Baruch Huna. We have machlis in Rabbi Baruch Huna and Rabbi on the fine him a base. Rabbi Baruch Huna holds Yeshu B'Roichlin, you're chayef. Rabbi holds Eini B'Roichlin. How do we pass on Lechel Maisa? So Tosfos is the only passing like Rabbi. He says, Lechur is meduyik that we pass on like Rabbi Baruch Huna because the Gemara handles Rabbi Baruch Huna afterwards. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Baruch Huna holds your chayef. Rabbi holds that you're potter. Says Abayo, even according to Rabbi Baruch Huna, if you do a L'Archel, then you're going to be chayef. If you don't do a L'Archel, then you're going to be potter. What do I care? We don't pass like Rabbi Baruch Huna. From the fact that the Gemara Shaka Vatari is Klavi Rav Huna, if I said that's very possible, Lachal Maisa. The Mela Rashi holds that Yesh Ibud Bo'ichlin Midaraisa. Not only that, it's not so far-fetched, because the Magen Avraham brings down the Rashba. The Magen Avraham in our Siman, in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Katan Zayin, brings down that the Rashba says that Yesh Ibud Bo'ichlin Midaraisa. Frek there, what do you mean? The Gemara says, on Daf Kuf, on Ayin Heim Beis, like Rava, Ein Ibud Bo'ichlin. That's what the Mashmah is, the Maskar Zay Gemara. If you look at the Gilead Marashah on the Magen Avraham, he says, Loi Kosher Midi. From the fact that Abaya dons in Rabbi Baruch Huna, and he says that Rabbi Baruch Huna said his din only with regard to Melich La'archa, but not Melich La'archa, then it's going to be Mutter. Vice versa, Lalach Lamais, Abaya understood that we're passing like Rabbi Baruch Huna. Memela, that's how Rashba passed. It's come to this Rashi and the Rashba, they passed in the Rin Chanam, Yesh Ibar Bo'ichlin, and it's Shaykh Ibar Bo'ichlin Midaraisa, like Rabbi Baruch Huna. L'chol HaPochus, that's how the Sugi is going. Come to this, we have four possibilities to answer up this theorem. Either we say, like Rashi and Tosfos, that both sugis are talking about Ibud. Just according to Tosfos, Kuf Chesam and Beis, even though Ein Ibud Ba'ichlin Midaraisa, Yesh Ibud Ba'ichlin Midarabanan, Rashi holds, no, we pass in Yesh Ibud Ba'ichlin, and therefore that's why in Ein Chesam and Beis, on Kuf Chesam and Beis, it's going to be also, because Yesh Ibud Ba'ichlin Midaraisa. The Rambam says, Kuf Ches B'chol is not talking about Ibud, Kuf Ches is talking about Kvisha, which is Echad Mimalechas Avishal, and the Ritva says the reason why it's us is because of Ovdan Dechol. Kuf Ches. According to Rashi, the Chur would be Mashma, that would be Daraisa. Rashi says, Nirik Ma'abed, which is a good question. It's a question on numerous Gemaras. It could be that the case where you're Mefazer, Rashi was only saying, Rashi only says Nirik Ma'abed, Dafka by Asiyas Mei Melach in the Mishnah. When you're being Mefazer, Melach, on the vegetables, Rashi doesn't say Nirik Ma'abed. There it's Mamish Ma'abed, Domi Le Ma'abed, I think he says. Because there you're mamash salting it, that's why it would be ma'abed. As opposed to in the case where you're making a siyas mei melach, it's only, you didn't even put the vegetables inside b'chlal. There the mashmoy says it would only be a dreim le ma'abed, and therefore it could be also midar abanan, al dami le melechas ma'abed. L'chor lefi toises dafkas, it's shver. Why would we have a derabanan? If you Rashi, it makes a lot of sense why we'd be gerza derabanan by, since you hold that there's Ibn Midaraisa, then we're going to make Xerah Darabana by Mei Melech. According to Taisa, the hold there's no Ibn Midaraisa. What's the effort that we're going to make Xerah Darabana? Maybe Dermel Xerah Xerah. Where would be the Macham to make such Xerah? That's by Asiyas Mei Melech. La Halacha L'Maisa, we paskin in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Beis, If you're making a lot of meimelach, then it doesn't make a difference what the proportion of salt to water is. If you're making a little meimelach, then it's only aser if you put in two portions salt and one portion water, which is kamat never negea, because most people do not make such a concoction at any point in their life. Therefore, lechayr it shouldn't be a problem. Now, the mashmois is certainly not a leila seder. The mashmois is ein neisin mei melach har bebiachad losis usecha kvashim. That's mashma that the iser of asiyas mei melach is even before you put the kvashim inside. The very fact that you put the salt and the water together, that's a problem, and that's mashmois of Rashi, and that's mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that if you put in the salt and water together, and immediately thereafter you put in oil, it's still a problem. As soon as you put the salt and the water together, it doesn't make a difference, it's nirka ma'abed. It's not like that he says at the end of Siv Gimel, that when you chop up the tznoin, the radish, into small pieces, and then you salt them, and then afterwards you'll have to put on vinegar right away. I want him to say, as soon as you salt it, it's a problem of ma'abed, you're not allowed to put the vinegar on right away. There, the reason why it's aser is because the salt on top of it is ma'abedin. So as long as you circumvent that, you prevent it, and preclude such a possibility by putting on the chametz right away, then you haven't come to ma'abed. As opposed to the case where you're making the salt water itself, there the iser is in making the salt water. It's not going to help you to put in oil afterwards. As soon as you make the concoction of salt water, it looks like you're trying to be kevish kvashim, and therefore it's aser. Come tell us that the malacha is aser right away as soon as you put the salt and the water together. Not only that, even if your kavana is to split up, you want to make a lot of salt water, a bucket full of salt water, and the reason why you want to make so much is because you want to put it into your chalons, you want to put it into your chicken, and you want to put it into your fish, and all the rest of your tafshilim. Nevertheless, even though the taste of Shabbos seems to say that such a case is mutter, because it's not near kikavish kvashim, you want to split it up, nevertheless, the El Yerabo, and that's the way he says the Mishnah Berurah, the Meiri's Mashma, and it seems that that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, is that's still aser. What's the reason why it's aser? So it's nearer goes in the chol, because you're making so much lechur. The lechur lenekuda is because you're making so much at one time. It doesn't make a difference that in a second you're going to split it up. The iser of asiyas meimelach is in the asiyah. As soon as you make it an eifin which is aser, therefore it's a problem. Lechur, which would mean that if you have a lot of guests and you want to make salt water on Leila Seder for all your guests, then you should not make it in a big bucket and split it up into tiny little cups. Rather, you should make them all in small little cups. You make for each individual person small little cups. That way, each time you're making a little bit of salt water, and you should not make it into a bucket of salt water and split it up into little small pieces. However, practically, it's really not so negeah, because even if you have 30 guests over on Leila Seder, a half a cup of salt water is more than enough to dip in your whatever it is that you put inside, your potato or your celery or whatever it is that you put inside. And therefore, lechur, that's not considered a half a cup of water, of salt water, lechur is not considered a harbe, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. And certainly you're not making two parts salt and one part water, then it wouldn't be salt water. It would be salt with a little bit of water. What's considered a lot? Lechur would have to be something that it would be near it, that you're trying to be kevish kvashim. Something which is so small that you wouldn't be able to put any kvashim in the first place, lechur, you wouldn't be able to put a cucumber inside, even a small cucumber, then lechur, it's hard to say that it's near kikavish kvashim. The only problem with what I'm saying is that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafayin Gimel, in Hilchas Leila Seder, says, what are you supposed to do? When are you supposed to, if Leila Seder comes out on Leil Shabbos, you want to make the salt water on Shabbos? We know it's from a Siman Shin Chafal, we want to make salt water on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, im chal v'shabbos, yaseh mi'melach kredim Shabbos. Make your salt water before Shabbos. For lo yaseh b'Shabbos, k'mosh kasav siman shin chavalas. V'im lo yaseh kredim Shabbos, v'im lo chaymis litzbol. If you don't make it before Shabbos, the best thing to do is use vinegar. Use vinegar, that's the best thing to do. Don't try to make the salt water on Shabbos. If you don't have any chaymis, yesh lasis meimelach ma'as k'mosh kasav shom. Make a little bit of meimelach. Now, what's he referring to? Where's the problematic meimelach that he told me that I have to do before Shabbos? So either he's talking about a case where you're making a seder for, you're making a Chabad seder for 200 people, and maybe you need to make a bucket full, or he's understanding that you're trying to make for two nights in a row. You're trying to make for tonight and for tomorrow night. And maybe that would be also, because you're already making for more than one day. Even though your kavan is also for now, and therefore maybe it's not a problem atzachana if you marve a little bit more. Nevertheless, since you're making it for more than one day, more than one suda, then that would be a problem. But l'chara, to make a little bit for one suda, it's hard to believe that that should be an issue of nirka kevish kvashim. L'chara, that's ma'at. It's hard to say. We're talking about ma'at is enough that we say that even though it's mutter, when you put in two parts salt and one part water, then it's going to be usr. So how much are we talking about? Two granules of salt and one granule of water? We're talking about it has to be some sort of an amount that a shayach to make a concoction which is usr, and even so we're saying that it's mutter if you didn't do it two parts salt and one part water. So l'chera, it's hard to believe there should be any issue whatsoever with making a half a cup of salt water on Leila Seder. Now, this halacha not only applies to making salt water, it applies to shar mashkim, like the Magen Avraham says. The question is, what shar mashkim are we referring to? You're not allowed to put together orange juice and salt also on Shabbos? That's also near Kikevish Kvashim. So the truth is that Mishnah Berurah, when he says this halacha, he brings down Hu'adin Emnesin Yain V'Choymitz. The two that he mentions is Yain V'Choymitz. These are things which theoretically have the ability to make a kvisha. Certainly vinegar has the ability to make a kvisha, and also some people do, I don't know if they're kvish things, in they pickle things in wine so much, but wine certainly, which is starting to ferment, even if it's not totally fermented, it's not chaymet, then it already has the properties that have the yichulis to pickle something, and therefore if you add salt to it, you can understand why it would be nirik kvish kvashim. However, it's hard to believe that with orange juice, it would be nirik kvish kvashim, because l'chura, that's not something which anybody is kvish in, and therefore l'chura should be mutter. The only question is, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean when he says, yayin v'chaymet v'shar mashkim v'melach? So he says, in addition to Yain v'chaymitz, he says also v'shar mashkim. It could be that he's talking about chaymitz tapuchim. It could be he's talking about other things, but it's not exactly clear whether or not. We'll get to the sugi of schita. We'll see whether or not orange juice has a din of a mashkim in the first place. It could be that it doesn't have a shem mashkim b'chol. However, it's l'chur mitzvara would seem. I don't know why you would take your, if you finally got some orange juice, especially here in this country, why would you take it and mix some salt with it? But it's certainly not near a kekevish kvashim. Now, all these halachas are also because of the derim le'ibud. Ibud, like the Mishnah Berurah says, kiven shenoisen mei ha'melach kidei li'iskayim, domi le'ibud ha'or sha'melach mekaymoi. It says, it's domi le'ibud ha'or sha'melach mekaymoi. In other words, the ikar malacha of ibud is certainly by leather, tanning the leather, curing the hides and tanning the leather. And that's where the derais is. Over here, it's a doim le'ibud, where the Tesis says, asami derabanan, like the Mishnah Berurah paskins, like Tesis, and therefore it's aser. However, theoretically, there could be a possibility of being over on ibud midaraisa by leather. How is that? I saw in a certain svarim that they wanted a taina that to put a shoe tree into your shoe would possibly, even though you're preventing, if the only reason that you're putting the shoe tree is to prevent it from coming out of shape, it got wet and you don't want it to shrivel, then that would be mutter. It's just preventative measures. However, if your shoe is already got bent out of shape, and you want to put it back into shape by putting it into a shoe tree and stretch it like that, then that would be aser l'chera because of ibud. Now, maybe lule demistafin amino, that maybe kedan al makav patrish, that it should be aser because if it wasn't ready to use, and now it's ready to use afterwards. But als ibud, you already tanned and you already cured and you already stretched all these leathers and you made it into a shoe already. Who says after that, that if it shriveled a little bit, that putting in a shoe tree to make it straight would be a problem? So the truth is, I looked in the Aris of where the Makar for this is, and he says, L'chur, Zaymat, what the Rambam says, of stretching Aris. He says, however, yesh l'ayin, whether or not that applies to something which was already stretched and cured and already turned into a shoe. Who says in such a case? Lulin Mustafina alamachmer l'haviraya, and kimdumani l'chura, there's no kimshuta l'chura, there's no makom to be machmer in such a case. Certainly preventative measures, even if you want to stretch it out, unless it's saka not right to use, then maybe there's a problem of makom b'patish. That's with regard to Sif Beis. Sif Gimel is melicha sirachis. Now, interestingly enough, the pashtus is that Sif Beis and Sif Gimel are machlekes. Sif Beis is a lacha of malicha according to Rashi, which is aser al ibud. Sif Gimel is a malacha of krivish kvashim, which is also according to the Rambam al bishul. Rashi doesn't hold of Gimel, and the Rambam doesn't hold of Beis. And the Prima Gadol seems to say that, yeah, the Mechaber took both of the Chumras. He says there's a Nafkamina, when he gets a Beitzim, if you want to be more Leach, if you Beitzim together, it's going to come out of Nafkamina, the Chumra being Choshesh for both of the Shitas. But in Chanami, the Mishabur seems to, the Mechaber seems to be Choshesh for both Shatim, Sayat Ibud, and Sayat Kevesh Kvashim. Now, what vegetables, the Mechaber says, Asur Lim Leach Hatiches Tzinoin, Dalar Hei Beyachan. Beneshinir Ki Kevesh Kvashim, Kevesh Asim Neshu Kvashim. And Metabo Kolach Zavad Vareichlo, Aval Beitzim Motel Mochum. Which we know that applies to tzinoin because the Gemara says it applies to tzinoin. Does this issur apply to any other vegetable? Ma'isa shoye kachoyim. A chosim, avrei choshev yeshivas mira kedusha. His very first Shabbos after he got married, he's holding my shalosh shudis, and he has some cucumbers and tomatoes cut up on his plate, and he takes some salt and he sprinkles it on top of the cucumbers and the tomatoes on his plate. His wife's jaw drops. Like kilo, as if either he just shot somebody dead, or he turned the light on Shabbos. Like with the light, with the, like tamia of who did I just marry? You know, like one of those. Like, what are you doing? So he's like, why would you like me to make some for you too? Can I make some for you too? Like, no, you're not allowed to do that. Now do what? What's the issur? The shad is who was right here? Was there any issur to salt the vegetables? Was she right or was he right? Is there an issur to sprinkle some salt on your vegetables before you're going to eat them or not? Dainu, specifically we'll talk about in this case, tomatoes and cucumbers, which is probably the most common application. Are you let it? You want to salt for taste, not because you're trying to cure them, not trying to do them, you're not trying to do kvish, you're not trying to make any salad. You want to salt them the same way that you salt your chalons and you salt your soup and you salt anything else. You want to just, it's a little bit bland, you want to put some salt on and eat it. Is there any problem to sprinkle on 30 pieces that are on your plate together or not? So, first of all, it seems that this chassan, our fresh chassan, was not the only person that was the first time that he heard this such halacha. Most people haven't heard this halacha. Not only that, a certain Talmud Chacham told me that if you want to test whether or not somebody knows Hilchos Shabbos, this is the halacha to use to test. See if you ever heard of this halacha. If you have never heard of this halacha, then you know that you never learned Hilchos Shabbos. If you learned this halacha, then the Shabbos, so why talk that nobody hear of it? All the other halachas they heard of, this halacha we didn't hear of. Not only that, I saw something extremely interesting in the Ksheis HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Noh. I quote in the Badei Shulchan, Kuf Kuf Ches, Sif Katan Dalet. He says like this. Shomati mehayokar Rav Shmuel Chaim Kabalkin, Shibiyoyse Beradin, Eitel HaMishneh Berurah. Ro Maisel. He saw a story. Sheshochach HaMishneh Berurah Upizer B'Shabbos Kodesh Melech Al Chatiches Tznoin Sh'amdu Lefonov. The take of Nisker. He had radish which was cut up in front of him and he salted it and he sprinkled salt on top of it and he remembered right away and he goes on to this, he pushed it away in front of him, he starts dining, what should he have done? He should have put chametz on afterwards, he probably did put chametz on afterwards. I didn't hear all the stories about the Chavetz Chaim, but I never heard that the Chavetz Chaim was ever nechshol in any Hilchos Shabbos, not even the Isser, v'shoygig on an Isser derabanan, except in this case. This is the only thing. What's up, Shai? Maybe, okay, this is Taka, the one place that he always, there was, yesh dvarim b'goy, this is certain, something seems to be, that the minig seems to be, and Sai would make a lot of sense that if the minig was a mekel, and not only that, the Taz says that's a minig. And Mishnah Berurah brings it down. That we go ahead and we cut it up and we sprinkle salt on top of it. They say, oh, maybe if you put on the chametz afterwards, then it's not a problem. The Pasha says in the Rishonim, it's not mashma like that. In the Rishonim, it's mashma that in the Chanami, as long as you cut them up together and you have more than one piece, you're not going to salt more than one piece together. The fact that you put on the chametz afterwards, they're coming to you in the Taras what the minig ha'olam is. But certainly the minig ha'olam seems to be mikadim is deno, and certainly bizmanenu. To be able to sprinkle the salt on it. The question is why? Why should a taka be mutter? So maybe to be mazur, maybe the minig ha'olam a little bit. I'll pay the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Asim loy chatichas tzinoin dalav hei biyachan bnei shenir kekevish kvashim." Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'hu adin kol davar shetzorach melicha kein betzalim." Other things, not just tzinoin, other things such as onions, b'shumim, garlic, vugur kischayin, raw cucumbers. If it's something which is not the derech to be kevish, then it's mutter. So now, if we dissect this Mishnah Berurah a little bit, he says, "Kol davar shetzorech melicha." Again, betzalim mishumim irgurkin. This applies to anything which needs melicha. What does it mean that it needs melicha? Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, "Kol davar shamelech moyel l'shanes es tivoy." Anything that salt helps to change its properties, l'rachachay to soften it, or l'akshay to make it hard, or l'hafik mirusa to take away some of its sharpness. That's where it helps. That's where melicha helps. Any of those are aser. Now, Mishnah Berurah did not quote the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He did not say that anything which becomes soft, which is when you sprinkle salt on top of cucumbers, what happens is they don't become hard like by ibud, which Mishnah Berurah does mention later on that there is such a thing. Rashi says, "Aydei melech miskashim avi tikkun v'dami libud." Over here, it does not become hard; it becomes soft, and it's not a tikkun b'chlal. Not only that, there's no harifas. There's no cucumbers are not harif b'chlal. They don't need any. You don't need to take anything out. You don't need to soften them. You don't need to harden them. There's no tikkun b'etzem dan. The salt is no different than a chalent. By chalent, you're not being ma'abed the chalent, and you're not being ma'abed your soup, and you're not being ma'abed anything else that you salt. Nevertheless, you're salting for taste. That's not a dummy li'ibud b'chlal. The mele, the mashmoyt would be that it's not shaykh to the parasha. Kol davar shetzorech melicha. These things are not tzorech melicha. And therefore, would not be a problem. Moreover, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Mikol makom near the davar she'in darkei lichpois shari." Something which is not the derech to be kavish, it's mutter. Now, this was said with regard lechera to being mei melach, be putting something into kavish kvashim in mei melach. However, the Mishnah Berurah applies this also to the melicha of vegetables, and he says, "If not the derech to be kavish, then it's mutter." What does he mean to say that it's not the derech to be kavish? It means to say it's not the derech to be kavish in pickle brine. Or it means it's not the derech to be kevishit in salt. If it's the derech to be kevishit in prickle vine, but not in salt, we're still going to ask for the salt because it's near kevish kvashim? Very hard to say. L'chor, the derech is bizmanenu, certainly, nobody is kevish anything in salt. Zero. Maybe mei melech, there's possibility there are certain types of cucumbers. But pashas is, except for meat jerky, sometimes people go ahead and salt something. But to salt something to be kevish it, to take out its moisture, that it should remain, since we have refrigerators, bizmanenu, so therefore, basically nobody does it. Now, if that would be the case, in the Chorah, it wouldn't be shy of this whole parasha. Baruch Hashem, I found that the Piskei Tshuvos in one of the Aras is Mesiachas Betzim to all these issues, and he has an Arichas Benegeh to this. I just quote it because part of it, I'm not going to quote the entire thing, but he says, "Yesh lodon harbe misuge erokes v'sharim moitzer mazin, asher im ki ragilim gam la'abdim lechabshim leshirim, ach ena derech leshtamish klal v'koyen chamelech leserech kach." There are many types of vegetables that we do pickle, but we do not use salt b'chlal. Ki zmanenu yeshem tachbulei shenis atevim milas yesem reinu b'melech. Because in our days, we have ways of pickling things that are 10 times better than salting. Even the things that salt does change the makeup of the, it changes its teva. B'chlal, the way that they grow things nowadays changes the texture, makes the texture of the vegetables so much better. In those days, the vegetables were not the same like in our days. They were sharper, they were harder, they were softer. You had to prepare them, whatever it was. You had to make them roi lachila, you did the salt. Bizmanenu, certainly that's not the case. All they put the salt on is just for a little bit of taste, not b'chlal ibud v'shimer. Just look at the Shvas Yaakov, who already lived a few hundred years ago. He says this with regard to ugurkis. He says this with regard to cucumbers, that we're not being ma'abedit, it's not the derech to be kervish them, i.e. salt, and therefore it would be mutter. What's halacha l'maisa? Practically, at the end of the day. If you actually look at that Piskei Tshuvos at the end of the day, he doesn't want to be mekel. He says even though it's not that way, but many poskim bring down this halacha, kilo as if there is no chalik. And they say, yeah, you're not allowed to salt any vegetables together. Pashut, if you have a salad cut up, or if you have vegetables cut up on your plate, you are not allowed to sprinkle salt on it, even for taste. Even if you can eat them right away, it's aser. Kishut, that's how they bring it down. However, not everyone brings it down like that. The Shemir Shabbos B'chalsi says, first of all, it has to be something which is roi to be kavishin. Red tomatoes, people are not kavish. Even though people do pickle green tomatoes, Nevertheless, red tomatoes people do not pickle. And therefore, if you have cut up red tomatoes on your plate, there's no problem to sprinkle salt in it. The Sefer Machaz Avrom, which is in the back of the Beis Medrash, on the back shelf, next to the Gemaras, it's actually written by Chashva Talmud Chacham here in the Yeshiva Smir, Rabbi Avrom Cooperman. He writes in there, in one of his Aras, that in Tav Shinun, he asked Rabbi the same question, with regard to tomatoes. He was machalic between the green ones and the red ones, and he says, you're right, the green ones would be aser, and the red ones would be mutter. That being the case, klapi the vegetables, at least the Chosman was right, klapi half of the vegetables on his plate. With regard to the tomatoes, if you're cut up, there's no problem to sprinkle a little bit of salt on it to be able to eat it beforehand. With regard to cucumbers, the truth is the Shmir Shabbos is at the top. Not only that, the Archa Shabbos says with regard to red peppers, also if you let it salt them, it's not that they have to be kovish them. Now, Yesh Laden, you could be kovish them in brine. People do make some sort of kvish in brine. However, with salt, generally that's not the derech, and therefore he says there's no problem to sprinkle salt on it. With regard to cucumbers, there it's not exactly clear. The Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, in the top, he says that cucumbers would be also, like the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. And in the bottom, in the Ari, he says from Shlomo Zalman, when he matters the tomatoes, he says, Yesh Laden also, with regard to the cucumbers, that cucumbers, especially if they're cut up and peeled, there it's not the derech to pickle them if they're cut up and peeled, and therefore, Yesh Laden, certainly, if they're peeled, I think it's not the derech. But if they're cut up and peeled, he says it's not the derech to pickle them. It's not the derech to be kavish them, and therefore yesh letzadid that it should be mutter.
Why does that make a difference?
Because then it's not nirak kavish kavashim. Now, the not only that, he says, or Shlomo Zalman says. Even with regard to tznoyin tzarachin, the bizman hazeh ein regilin klal lekrev shayin, vegam lein nira kema abid. Tznoyin, which it says in the Gemara, which it says in the Mechaber, which was the story with Chavetz Chaim. He says, still, it's not the derech. He says, ach ein lahok of tznoyin hoven iskab Gemara leiser, mashinkin legabe gvaniot. He says, we're not going to be makel on tznoyin, vazal mantin, stay in the Gemara, stay in the Mechaber, we're not going to be makel. With regard to gvaniot, for sure. Now, if that's the case, then with regard to cucumbers, it's also not in the Gemara. And if that's not the derech bizmanenu, then to cut them up, then lechura, and to be kovish them, then lechura, we should have a heter. I saw also brought down from the Shevet Alevi, though it's not in the tshuva, I saw brought down from Kevitz and Beis Levi, which is the Pesachim, that you're allowed to sprinkle a little bit of salt on a salad, a little bit of salt, which is salt to taste, it's not a problem to sprinkle on a salad, and there's no esser. Now, is there makom to be machmer? There is makom to be machmer. That's the pashas mashmois of the Mechaber, how you read it, even though it only says tznoin. Mishnah Berurah brings on other types of things. Therefore, the pashas mashmois, if you don't read too much in the Mishnah Berurah, would be machmer. There is makom to be machmer. However, certainly not to be meiche lechero in somebody that is meiko, and there is a big tzad to be meiko. For frat, if all you're doing is just to taste to a little bit of salt to taste, then lechero that would be considered. It's hard to say that should be a problem of ibid v'shimer. And the chur should be mutter. With regard to lettuce, I'm sorry, it's precious time, we'll finish up. With regard to lettuce, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, B'ksas makayim is eisen yerek shekur in shlatin, which they translate on the bottom, alei chasa. Umolchan ayerek bifnei atzmo itchilo, umashan yitzei kikach, umasan an amayim shiyotz mimenu, v'acharkach ma'avan yitzei min shemen zayas v'chaymetz, v'ze iser gomer. V'domi tfei le'ibud. Kivin shumamten achikab l'melech hitev. If what he's referring to over here is lettuce, it's very hard to understand what the Matzias is, because our lettuce, I even tried this on Erev Shabbos, try this at home. I took a piece of lettuce and I dumped a whole bunch of salt on it, a lot of salt on it. And it came back a while later, no difference. Slight, maybe because I had washed the lettuce beforehand, but we don't really see any Matzias. It could be that there is differences between Romi lettuce and iceberg lettuce and the lettuce heads that they had in America, the things that are thicker. It could be that he's referring to cabbage, that type of lettuce, something which is very thick. Cabbage certainly does pull out, you can pull out liquid. Our Roman lettuce that's here is almost nothing came out. A lot of salt and nothing came out. When we did an experiment not too long ago with regards to cucumbers, we cut them up, we put a tiny little bit of salt on it. We even put on the salt on the outside on the peel, and we put a decent amount of salt on one of them, and it pulled out a ton of juice, pulled out a ton of liquid. Nevertheless, when it came to the lettuce, come on, nothing came out after a decent amount of time and a lot of salt. So it's not exactly clear. With regard to making coleslaw, kruv, that we will get to, Bezer Hashem, next Chabura, as we talked about Bechlal, pickling things, kevish kvashim, making coleslaw, letting it sit, and other things like that. And the last halacha is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down: Litin Ugar Kis Chayin Besecha Kvushin Sheyachamis Gankim Pasha Das Bekul Yama. To put in a cucumber into pickling brine on Shabbos, that is Pasha, that is Aslo Kol Yama. L'chor, the common application of this would be if somebody's making their own pickles, which many people do make their own pickles, they have a jar of pickles, and you think that they're ready, and you took a few of them out, and you tasted one, and you see that they're not, it's not ready. So you want to put the other ones back inside? That you would not be able to put back inside. However, that's a ma'aseh of pickling, which is forbidden on Shabbos. However, the pashtus is anytime that you buy them from the store, even though somebody told me that he bought one from the store this past week, and half of it was outside of the jar, and was outside of the can, and it wasn't really finished, which is a little bit of a chiddush, that it shouldn't be considered. Coming from the can afterwards, what should I say? I wasn't there, I didn't taste it, I don't know. However, if that is a matzias, then it would be elsewhere. It's no din in homemade ba'etzim. If that would be the matzias, then the chayyur should be also to put it back inside. Generally, it is done. However, your homemade ones could very well not be ready, and therefore putting them back inside would be a problem of kevish kvashim, which is prohibited on Shabbos.